USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal appeals court rules the Trump administration's threat to block so-called sanctuary cities from getting federal grants is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issuing that ruling yesterday, it says only Congress has the authority to impose conditions on federal grants. As Vice President Mike Pence meets the remains of 55 U.S. soldiers killed in the Korean War as they're returned to the United States yesterday, he declares,
"Our work will not be complete until all our fallen heroes are accounted for and home."
Since their arrival in Hawaii yesterday, they've now been sent on for DNA testing. The Transportation Security Administration considering ending passenger screenings at more than 150 small and medium-sized airports to save money. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.